This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Joining us on the line is Malusi Gagana to explain how the portfolio looks today and also, what this new development means for the company in the future. Malusi, good evening. Thank you for your time.
Good evening and good evening to your listeners.
All right, Malusi, keen to maybe before we get into this development in Cyprus, let's talk about Pareto, your investment strategy there, and even what's in that portfolio.
Yeah, so what's in the portfolio is the shopping centers that you have mentioned. Mm-hmm. Fountain City, we own 25% alongside Liberty, which includes the two hotels, Fountain Towers, the convention center, and the garden court. And then we have Mimosa in Bloemfontein, which we own 100%, Pavilion in Devon, and we have Cresta, South Gate, West Gate, as well as Tiger Valley, which we own 57% in Cape Town. And then we own 50% of Atterbury Europe. That's a transaction that we started by acquiring 25% in 2019. And then we increased our shareholding in September 22 to 50%. And Atterbury Europe, through that, we're invested in Serbia. And we have Bio Mall, very recently launched, as well as other shopping centers. And then we also are in Romania. In Romania, we are in Timișoara, Iași, Cluj, and Suceava, big cities in Romania, where we own 50% of with a partner, the Julius Group. And then in now, of course, Cyprus, where we have Mall of Engomi, as well as Mall of Cyprus. And we are busy building a new shopping center for 27,000 square meters, being the Mall of Limassol. So that's the properties we have. Our strategy when I started as a CEO in 2016 was to expand into Europe to diversify from the South African only play. We now 30% of our net asset value or gross asset value rather is in Europe, and 70%. So remain South African. We'll continue to make investments there. We have quite a number of exciting projects that we're doing in the country. Mostly in the next 2 years, we'll be doing residential at Menlane, at Mimosa, and Tiger Valley. We're looking to expand into industrial as well here and in Europe. Europe, I think, will probably be towards around 40% of our portfolio. So that's really where we come from and where we're at.
It really is a very impressive portfolio that you have there, Malusi. And I must ask you about, Eastern Europe as a territory that you operate in. How that's fared? I think the South African market, of course, experiencing a very unique set of challenges impacted by the global economy, but also domestic issues here. How do things fare in that part of the world?
Yeah, so firstly, post-COVID, Europe was very quick to recover. Secondly, we have just been seeing year-on-year growth in all the regions where we have invested. We have experienced an average of about 40% gain in fair value, and most of the fair value is not our changing of, cap rates. It's really been a growth in net operating income. So it has been a very good investment from that point of view, both in terms of growing our value and also from a revenue point of view. So it's really been very resilient, very low vacancies, almost all our malls are fully let. And very strong tenants, Zara's, H&M's, and so on. Yeah, so it's been a very good diversification for us.
I must ask you also about what, you know, this high interest rate environment has done for you. And also as you expand, for instance, in Cyprus, not only are there, you know, some deals that have been concluded, but some are in the making. There's construction there. Has the high interest rate environment at all, you know, threatened your ability to expand where and how you'd like to expand?
Yeah, I mean, when we started the deal, the Europe war was almost zero. You know, you almost had to pay a bank to for them to keep money for you, you know. And now we've seen at around 4%. And now with what's happening, it looks like this war in the Middle East is going to drag more people in. I think we're worried that the inflation that we saw starting to taper off, that it's starting to raise it. So interest rates have increased significantly. I mean, we in South Africa, we're almost paying slightly 1.5 times more interest than we were paying in 2022 as a result of the increase in 3 months JIBOR. That obviously impacts on us because our interest cover ratio is a very important covenant that the banks look at. So if your interest rates go up, that means that you come under pressure in terms of the interest cover ratio, and that limits your ability to grow. But we also it's not even just about limitations. We're also careful that we don't grow too fast. We manage our growth because, you know, you need to leave the headroom for rainy days. So we have also taken quite a measured approach in terms of our growth strategy, just to make sure that we don't get squeezed by high interest rate increases. Fortunately, we've hedged about 60%+ of our interest rate exposure. And so far, that has worked out well because then we've at least been protected by fixing interest rates.
Before I let you go, Manusa, I must ask you about the prospect of listing for Pareto. And I think the reason I ask is because, you know, the portfolio is doing well. As you're saying, you know, the 40% gains, you know, it's a global company. We see many property companies listed on the JSE taking advantage of REIT status, for instance. Is that on the cards for you?
We want to buy listed companies and unlist them.
Okay. Interesting.
Because it's quite cheap, right? Mm-hmm. Because they're trading mostly at, 30-40% discount or even more discount to net asset value. The problem is, what that means is that if you list today at 1 rand, tomorrow you are likely to be trading at half of what you've listed at. Mm-hmm. We've seen that happen to a number of companies. So if there's anything, is take private. We have a very strong shareholder via the PIC in the Government Employees Pension Fund. I think our strategy really is to be the growth platform on the unlisted space for the Government Employees Pension Fund and via the PIC. So that's really what our play is.
Well, it's been fascinating hearing about Pareto this evening. Congratulations on this development and keen to keep hearing more about the growth of your portfolio. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Go well. That's Malusi Gagala, Group CEO at Pareto. What a...
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.